with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The town of Comfort, Texas's decision to install sirens is being credited with saving lives during the Texas Hill Country floods.
As a wall of water was heading downstream, a long, flat tone blared over the tiny river community of Comfort, Texas, in a last-ditch warning for those who had missed cell phone alerts to get out. Everyone in Comfort, Texas survived the flooding. Comfort is no stranger to tragic flooding. In 1978, 33 people were killed, 15 of them in Comfort. So when an opportunity arose last year to expand the community's emergency warning system, residents buckled down to find the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump toured the devastation left by flash flooding in Central Texas. Trump says he spoke with parents who lost kids in the flooding.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
Heavy rainfall caused the Guadalupe River in Kirk County to rise 26 feet in less than an hour, killing at least 121, including dozens of children in a nearby Christian summer camp. The State Department is firing over 1,300 employees in line with a dramatic reorganization plan initiated by the Trump administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the department's reorganization was a deliberate process.
The reduction of force is a consequence of the reorg. It's not a consequence of trying to get rid of people. But if you've closed the bureau, you don't need those positions. Understand that some of these are positions that are being eliminated, not people.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 279 points. This is SRN News. Canadian authorities apparently equate Christianity with extremism.
In an interview with the CBC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Camille Habel explained how to tell if somebody is about to become a terrorist. She cited a few examples, adding that if someone has been liberal but, quote, all of a sudden starts leaning toward traditional values, that might be a sign they're becoming more extremist. Critics are blasting the statement, saying it demonizes Christians and anyone else who has traditional values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over the place of religion in the public schools are multiplying. Some states are passing laws to add chaplains and Bible lessons to classrooms, to set aside prayer time in the school day, and to expand voucher programs that can be used at religious schools. Other states have adopted measures requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms, and some of those are facing challenges. This is SRN News. A veteran of Washington politics and an advisor to four presidents in a career spanning decades has died.
David Gergen worked in the administrations of Presidents Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. Over the years, he served as speechwriter, communications director, and counselor to the president, among other roles. After serving in the U.S. Navy in the 1960s, Gergen took his first White House job in 1971, serving as a speechwriter assistant for Nixon. Bipartisanship and collaboration were hallmarks of his career, said colleagues who paid testimonials on social media Friday. David Gergen was 83 years old. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A Gallup poll shows a substantial jump in the share of Americans who view immigration as positive for the U.S. since President Trump took office. About 8 in 10 U.S. adults say immigration is a good thing. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.